Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Shireen Harvey?
Shireen, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. Oh,
Hi,
yeah.
Shireen. How are you?
Fine.
Shireen, I've been trying to call you, but I also received your text message to requesting a call. So I wanted to know if you needed anything from me right now.
No, I was calling because I didn't know if you was the one I was supposed to let tell when I have my appointments, doctor's appointments. Are you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. Because somebody came out, another lady. I don't know. I really don't know what I'm talking to right now.
Okay. Zeke has been telling me that you guys sometimes go out for a doctor's appointment or for something else. And if I receive your verbal confirmation beforehand, he doesn't need to send a timesheet, you know? So it's like easier for him to get paid because he doesn't need to send a timesheet. Just with your verbal confirmation, I can just confirm that he was with you, so that way he doesn't need to send anything else. So whenever
Yes.
you guys have an appointment or are going somewhere, just give me a call, let me know, even send me a text message, and it will be okay?
Okay, so you're not the one that I give my appointments to. The lady that comes out, I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what coordinator I'm talking to. Some lady came out and see me, the nurse, whoever she from Keystone, and told me whenever I have my appointment, let her know so she can document, put them in the computer, put them in, document them so she'll know when to go to my doctor's appointments, and I have them.
Okay. Sydney is not working with us anymore, so I am your new coordinator. My name is Mary.
Okay.
And regarding the appointments, I think we don't really record appointments. What we record is if you are admitted to the hospital, we do need to know that. Or if you went for an emergency visit, we also need to know that. Probably the appointment is with your service coordinator from Keystone. So there's that. And Shireen, I also wanted to confirm with you, to do a monthly check-in with you to check how are the services going. If everything is, going good, and also if you have made any changes in your address, phone number.
No, well, this is my phone number because you just called me.
Okay.
No, no questions. I was just calling about my doctor's appointments. And
Okay.
who do my son talk to about health insurance?
About your insurance, that will be your service coordinator. Her name is Lisa Pisan.
Okay, well, he probably already know that. Okay, then never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just make a double check. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so that's basically all I call for.
Sorry?
But yes, that's all I call for. But you can call me to confirm. So, like you said, so you have good time to you call my phone and confirm if,
Yeah.
yeah, so that's fine. No
Well,
problem.
now that you're here, I could confirm with you some timesheets that are needed from Sig for last week. So could you let me know if he worked, the whole shift for last
Yes,
week?
my son is always with me. It has to be because I have bad legs and I can have like falls or anything. I have chronic arthritis and I have other stuff going on with my bones and muscles.
Okay, good.
The
Well, I will.
walking, he's always with me.
Okay,
So.
I will fix the visits for Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. However, he does need to send me a timesheet for Saturday, so let him know that he doesn't need to, send any more timesheets, just the timesheet for Saturday, okay?
Just for Saturday, this past. Okay, no problem.
Yes, Saturday. And well, for let me check. For today, sorry, for today, no, for Monday for yesterday because he clocked in, but he clocked out after 12 midnight, so
Saturday and yesterday.
and yesterday.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, Okay. Bye-bye.
So
have a great day. Yeah?
You too. Okay.